I tell you what, you get out in the Great Divide. Yeah. I tell you what, dangerous out there. See, at least when you're in the bed, you know, generally speaking, the only living things in that bed are you and her. But you get out in the woods and there's millions of living things out there. Millions of them. All of them wanting your Bombay too. Each one just hoping to climb the gluteal cliff. I mean, you name the damn insect. It's hard to concentrate like that. Trying to do your best work, your two times a record. Wondering if you got her butt laid down on a bed of poison sumac. How you gonna explain this one to the dermatologist? Having a drop trowel and showing him the affected area? Come down with a case of crotch crickets? I remember the first date I had with Estelle. We didn't have money for a hotel, and we tried to in the woods business. And I learned my lesson real fast. I mean, these fire ants, there's a bunch of red fire ants. Bite you. You know, not enough to really cause excruciating pain, but bite you enough to distract you. And I'm trying to tear it up, and these ants are biting me. Finally, I said, hang on a second. I withdrew a second. I walked back to the car. I had stopped at the supermarket. On the way to pick her up, I had this big old jar of honey. So I grabbed me a whole handful, and I slammed it up in the Bombays. And as we're hobbling, then the ants got orderly. They formed a straight line direct from a bomb bear to get that honey. You know, instead of biting my leg and everything, they just started marching right up there. And I'm just tearing it up, loving life, knocking the bottom out of it. I must have had 1,000 ants march up my tuchus. After I achieved my Shangri-La, ding day, doink day, I said, still watch this. All right, you ants, prepare to die. And I went,
It's the Grease Man, only on DC 101.
Oh, that was nice.